JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this one is simply labeled Peyton and Shaq exchange compliments. Two of my favorite athletes.
I mean, I think it'd be fun to be seven foot two, to be Shaquille O'Neal for a couple of days.
And I like Peyton Manning, but I would like to be Marvin Harrison and have Peyton throw to me.
Well,
okay,
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Shaq is so real.
Let me hear that one more time. First Peyton Manning, then Great Shaq. Line.
I mean, I think it'd be fun to be seven foot two, to be Shaquille O'Neal for a couple of days.
And I like Peyton Manning, but I would like to be Marvin Harrison and have Peyton throw to me.
Okay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi. Well, hi, everybody.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Welcome.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now we've got a couple of tapes to hear here. We got a really bad, awful parody song. From a DJ who listens to our show in Louisiana.
Is it so bad it's good? Or is it just bad, bad?
It's like turd bad.
Okay.
It's awful bad.
Oh, dear.
So... Yeah, the guy is a listener of our show, works down in Louisiana, and sent it in, and really thought we'd get a kick out of it.
Okay.
And it just can't suck enough. It's about that senator that Larry Flint got
Vitter.
In trouble.
Right.
Vitter.
Senator Vitter. Eddie Vitter.
Right.
And now it's time for Tender Vitter, the official Senator David Vitter radio lampoon by Todd C. Elliott.
DC Madam, how may I service you?
Hey, it's me.
Senator Vitter, is that you?
Yeah.
What's your pleasure, Senator?
This is even a parody song. Is this, what is this?
Playlet.
You told me this was, you said it was a song.
It's a lampoon.
Why'd you stop it? Just getting to the good part.
It almost has Maze qualities. I was
do some talking. Yeah, some long, deep talking. Do you have any brunettes? I really feel like talking to a brunette. Or maybe a redhead.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a new girl, Dorita. She's a Latina from Mexico. Ay, caramba.
Oh.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm enjoying it.
So this is...
I'm an idiot. I'm enjoying it.
I'm just getting this straight.
Uh-huh.
This is a bit the guy did.
I guess.
And he sent it to us. Why?
He thought you'd enjoy it.
And he... I guess he's 50% right. Why am I liking it?
Yeah, I could talk with her all night long. Is she bilingual?
Oh, yes. She speaks two different languages.
Oh, man, I love bilingual girls. I could do some serious talking with her. Wait, now, hold up. Is she a U.S. citizen?
Oops. I don't think she is a citizen.
Oh, no.
But she is working on her citizenship.
I know it would save me money, but how would it look if I'm out there on the Senate floor... talking about illegal immigration and amnesty, and then I turn around and hire an illegal prostitute for talking. Well, what else do you have?
All right, I'm bored.
We have a large selection here at the...
I liked it really at the beginning.
Stay till the end.
The end's worth it. Look at you. You're thinking about whether you want to commit to it.
Is there a cover letter that came with this, an email or anything that came with this?
Oh, yes.
Would you bring that in, please?
Yes, and stay to the end. The end will surprise you, as it did me. A delightful surprise.
Not far
brothel,
to the end.
Senator, as you know. Come by and browse.
How about Asians?
Pardon me?
Do you have any Asian girls? I could really talk with a 18 to 25-year-old Asian girl tonight.
Actually, we do, Senator Vitter. But she doesn't speak any English.
Well, what good is that going to do me? How am I going to...
Why are we... This? I could turn on a Jack Diamond show if I wanted to hear this.
Yeah, right. But it was a gift. It was a present that was sent to us.
41 seconds left. Rob said, "Let it go till the end."
Very good.
Then, if the guy did the guy leave a phone number, fellas, so we can call him and give him some constructive criticism.
Phone number? I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. You don't argue with what doesn't need fixing.
Todd Elliott works at AM 1330 in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Are we on there? Is that a
no?
No.
No.
We used
talk
to be on
to her. How in the world are we going to converse? Where's the discussion in that? Come on, let's put our thinking caps on, Deborah. Gosh, I want to talk.
How about a nice evangelical girl?
Evangelical, huh? Well, does she speak in tongues?
Attention! This radio parody and lampoon of Senator David Bitter has officially gone too far. It has crossed the proverbial line. You there, radio actors.
Who?
What?
Me? Us?
Cease and desist.
What?
Go away.
So, you want to grab some coffee or something? Ugh. Maybe talk?
My God.
See, didn't that
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
You're right about the end.
I thought it was very well done.
Didn't it surprise you?
This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Kind of a twist. At the end.
Clever twist.
Hey, Rob.
You are never to blame.
You are to blame. You heard
you
it.
You are never to blame.
You were 75% into it, and you would feel left out if you didn't hear that clever Agatha Christie twist ending.
How much you of your theater arts training to came to play when you were backing that effort?
All right, here's the email from this
oh, good.
Guy.
This will explain everything.
It's to John, our producer. Dear John, this lampoon of my U.S. Senator.
He's serious. He likes that word.
David Vitter is because he claimed he was lonely and needed someone to talk to in regards to the D.C. madam. I hope Don and Mike may play it or take some amusement and delight in the fact that I worship their show.
Ah.
And I offer this as a gift unto them.
See? Wow. It's a gift. Laid at your feet.
Todd C. Elliott, 1330 a.m., Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hi.
P.S. Don and Mike. I'm a podcast listener.
Ah.
I listen to you in the past.
Thank you, Todd.
You guys interviewed Dennis Murphy as he was bound for the sun and fun of Sacramento. That S was funny. Mm. I have a question about the future. In the future, will I J-O with my own hand, or will there be robotic hands to J-O for me?
All right. He's full of funny thoughts.
Todd Elliott, program director.
No offs.
1330 a.m. Mm-hmm.
That letter went too far.
He's the program director?
Why is
he? Well, he's the program director. Now explains why it's not that funny.
And why is he not running our show?
Yeah.
If he's running crap like that.
He could use this. Does he do a morning show? Is that what? Well, we'll have to get these questions answered.
We'll call him.
Todd Elliott of the morning.
Elliott.
TC. That's a great town, though. We had a good time in Lafayette. We sweated a lot, but we had a good time.
Surprising town. Yeah. A lot going on there.
Yeah. That log cabin that we were in sure was hot.
Oh, my God.
That place where we did that live show from. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Todd, it's Don and Mike, dude. It's the Don and Mike show, and you're on the air right now, dude.
We just played your lampoon.
Yeah,
we did, Todd.
Wait, what do you think, Todd? What do you think we thought?
I think I'm not worthy.
Well, that's you're probably right about that. But it was a lovely gift, Todd.
Oh, yeah, it is a gift to you, Radio Gods.
No, listen, I want to tell you something. That is a gift that should be returned immediately. Please don't tell me that you played that, like, seriously on your radio show.
Oh, yeah. No, I did.
Oh, you did.
You did. Now, do you do the morning show there, Todd, as well as being the program director?
Well, I do a morning show, and I also do a little show from 11 to noon. So I do, a couple shows.
How many hours are you on a day, Todd?
About three.
Well, hold on. How can you do a morning show? How long is your morning show?
I do 6 to 8, and then I do 11 to noon.
What? 3 hours. 6 to 8, and then 11 to noon.
Yeah.
Got a great schedule as that.
That's a weird schedule, Todd.
I'm a weird guy.
What kind of format is your station?
It's all talk. Look, you guys used to be on my station, and I want to bring you guys back before you retire.
Is this station KVOL?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to KVOL?
Well, look, hey, the douches at Westwood One will not. I had to chop off your last hour, and they said no. So,
well, you know that is the deal now. That really, you do have to. If you pick up the show for 4 hours,
yeah,
you got to take all 4 hours of it.
Yeah.
Well, please, you tell me on your POS station, you couldn't clear an extra hour for our show. What are you running? what are you running that's so important that you couldn't run our show?
Oh, come on! Don't make me say it.
What? Say it.
Savage.
Oh, okay. No.
Right. F you.
Oh, that sucks.
F you.
A thousand pardons.
F you. Get out of here. You got no balls. What's wrong with radio, dude? My God.
Greetings from Market 102.
Right. You know what? I want to tell you something. You're at the grassroots level. It's guys like you that really can still shape and change radio. And regardless of if you pick up our show, if you're running a piece of crap like Michael Savage.
Really? I mean, why? You know, one more right-wing talker, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. Entertain your listeners, I mean, for God's sake.
Take our show out of it. If you're in market 102 and you are in on an AM station, why wouldn't you find somebody who wants to get into radio to give them a chance?
Look, because it is, you don't even want to know what's on from 2 to 5.
What's on from 2 to 5?
Good Lord. Dr. Laura, Jesus, there I said it, okay?
What monkey picked the lineup on your station?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah, well, look.
So you're program director only in title?
Pretty much, yeah. That's
all right, gotcha.
Pretty
all right.
Much the way
things. Bye!
Nice talking to you, son.
Only so much you can do.
Burn that.
I knew an awful lot of guys like that, and I'm sure you did too, Mike. Hey, Don, Mike, I'm the program director.
Do you know the first conversation? Remember when we asked him what shift he does? Uh-huh. And he said something, but nothing that made sense came out? That's how you know a guy's a program director.
Yeah.
He can answer a question. Literally, you will not understand a word that came out of his mouth.
And really, in market 102. And even though we have a syndicated show that we hope lots of stations pick up, in my opinion, that's what's wrong with radio today, is in a market like that in Lafayette, Louisiana, there is no place for guys to learn how to do radio anymore.
And we really do. I mean, this might sound like we're blowing smoke, but the fact is we used to get a lot of calls from that part of the country. We were when we would go and travel to a market, it was because we were well received down there, and Lafayette happened to be one of those cities. It was a lot of fun to go down there. We had a real relationship with the people that were down there, and it's unfortunate we're not on there anymore.
I think they were bought by a conglomeration because I remember that was one of those deals that was owned by one guy.
Yeah.
Remember, it was the one guy who had us on an FM station and an AM station, and he had like one of those big-ass Cadillacs, maybe that had like the big horns coming out of the front of it.
Wasn't there a guy that we worked with that I played golf with down there? Chuck Wood.
Yeah.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Chuck Wood.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a good time down there.
The
really
Wood
was.
Man.
Mm-hmm. The Wooder.
94.5 KSMB.
That was their FM. Oh, that was the FM station.
Oh, wow.
Why do you still have that?
I don't know.
He has everything.
But isn't that great? Isn't it great?
He's a pack rat.
Play another one.
We love the singer. 94.5
KSMB. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. I like rape.
Do you think he's pretty much one track on his show?
The Chris Hansen Show?
Yes.
Always sex talk.
I like that.
All the time, morning, noon, and night.
I like that show.
94.5
KSMB.
That just goes to show.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, that's my mistake. I'm so sorry.
We're going to have to play the jingle and another song on the Chris Hansen Get Together.
I'm trying to cue up the
for a sure happy it's Thursday.
94.5 KSMB. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes. I will go till you tell me to stop. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. I carry a gun everywhere I go. We're gonna take a shower, both of us. I like rape.
That's the Chris Hansen Get Together.
Chris Hansen
Show.
Thank you.
Chris Hansen Show.
On a good looking Thursday.
What are the call letters, Rob?
KSMB.
KSMB.
94.5.
Yeah.
KSMB.
Worth
it. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I will go till you tell me to stop. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I like rape. So I like
to know that you got the notion. Wow. Fascinating intros.
He's tight
on the Hansen Get Together.
Give me another CD, would you please?
One more CD, please.
One more example of
I just want some better songs.
The promotional tape for the Chris Hansen Get Together.
Oh, here we go.
The demo.
This is the music.
Another selection on the ride home with Chris Hansen.
94.5 KSMB.
Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to have this is take two. Ride home show, Chris Hansen.
KSMB.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes. I like rape.
Where it began.
That's kind of his signature.
Yeah, it seems to say that an awful lot. It's very strange.
Sure does.
Very odd.
He works best with soft rock, I
think. 94.5 KSMB.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I like rape.
Strolling along country roads with my baby.
Wow, it's fascinating. The Hanson get together.
He's a great jock.
That's wonderful, DJ.
Yeah, he really
syndicated
is.
Across the land.
Never does the weather.
He doesn't know. No time for weather when you get all that good sex talk.
What about when he's got to really keep it brief?
Okay, what would he do then?
94.5 KSMB.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like rape.
Everybody's talking.
There's an awful lot of dead air there with Chris with the Chris Hansen get together.
Was he
pausing for dramatic effect? Right. Is that what he was doing?
Yes, he was.
There's about 20 beats in there, you know, so to speak.
94.5 KSMB. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go. I like rape.
Crackling
there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
He's getting better.
Wow.
Tight, bright, out of sight.
Okay. All right. Stop that. God. Okay. Take
KSMB.
See, jingles work, though.
Love jingles. Yeah. Even bad jingles.
Don't jingles work, though?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
WJFK.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
Nothing like a jingle.
That's a good jingle. Here's another good jingle, baby.
Sing our names.
W-J-F-K.
Woo!
You want to hear a bad jingle?
Yeah.
Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
We've all got him on this show. Everybody's got him.
You want to hear a really good jingle?
Would you stop it?
Is it his?
Hey, a pair.
That's quality.
Pick a pair jingle. Shout.
I forgot. We haven't played that game in a long time. Like
Big
a year.
Retard.
That's a homemade jingle created by Mr. Joe Ardinger.
I like rape.
And he voiced all the voices were his.
He did, absolutely.
It's a shock he did all that by himself.
Really?
Over one night.
What are you looking for now? What are you doing? This one?
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman, the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis? That's when you were going through your divorce. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
Back when you got served on the air.
His early stuff had a really professional sheen that really gave the band a big boost.
Hey, Paul! Ah!
I like rape.
I know. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.